राधाष्टमी महोत्सव की, श्रीमती राधा रानी की। सो इन ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी टुडे वी डिसाइडेड टू सिंग अ स्पेशल सॉन्ग। हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू गॉट द कॉपी? गिव द कॉपीज टू द डिवोटीज। How many of you know how to sing this song? Please raise your hand. Kum acha kumkumakto kanchanabja garbhahari gaurabha. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani. बरसाने वाली की जय जय जय, राधा रानी की जय, महारानी की जय, राधा रानी की जय, महारानी की जय। बोलो बरसाने वाली की जय। When did you come? This morning? Okay. You came by train? Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay, so everyone got this song copy? I have one extra copy here, Hindi. Who wants it? Okay. Krishna Das. You have to sing if you take the copy. The song goes like, कुमकुमाक्तो कांचनाब्ज गर्भहारी गौरभा पीत नांचिताब्ज गंध कीर्ति निंदि सौरभा बल्लवेश सुनु सर्व वांछितार्थ साधिका मध्यमात्म पाद पद्म दास्यदास्तु राधिका। इन मायापुर I used to sing this song every morning with the devotees. So, anyway, here I sang it once in a while, but it's quite a long thing. We'll sing only first three stanzas. Kumkumakto kanchanabjo garbhahari gaurabha. Radharani's complexion, Radharani's fair complexion, is something like a combination of kumkum and molten gold. Kanchanabja. But not only it's like a combination of kumkum and kanchan gold, but it defeats the pride of that color. If you mix kumkum with gold, the color that will be Radharani's complexion is even more brilliant than that. And pita nanchi gandha kirti nindi, pita nanchi tabja gandha kirti nindi shaurav. Ballavesha sunu sarva banchitartha sadhika. She is expert in fulfilling all the desires of Shri Krishna. Madhyamatma pada padma dasya dastu radhika. I beg the shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. I pray to Srimati Radharani that she gives me the shelter of her lotus feet. Kaurabindo kanti nindi chitra patto shatika krishna matto bhringo keli fullo pushpo batika. Her colorful sari is defeating the best color of the best of lotuses. And she is the playground of a wild bumblebee called Krishna. She is the playground of Krishna. The bumblebee, she is the flower garden where Krishna, like a bumblebee, plays. Krishna nitya sangamartha padma bandhu radhika. For the sake of Krishna's association, she is, for the sake of having Krishna's association all the time, she worships sun god, who is described here as Padma Bandhu, the friend of lotuses. Because when sun comes up, lotuses bloom. Padma Bandhu Radhika. Madhyamatma Pado Padma Dashudastu Radhika. Let that Srimati Radharani give me the shelter of her lotus feet. Shaukumarja Shishta Pallo Bali Kirti Nigraha Chandra Chandra Natpalendu Shepo Shito Bigraha. Her cool body is compared here with the coolness of the moon. Her body is so cool that it is Chandra, it's a combination, the coolness of the combination of moon, Chandan, Chandan, sandalwood, and Utpalendu, lotus. Shebboshito bigraha. Shabhi marsho ballo visho kamo tapo badhika. She soothes, sees, when Krishna is afflicted with kama tapa, with the heat of lust, then she is the one who can actually pacify that heat with her coolness. Madhyamatma pado padma dashyadastu radhika. That Srimati, let the Srimati Radharani offer the shelter of her lotus feet. So we'll sing these three stanzas.
Kumkumakto kanchanabhya garbhari gorama pitananchitabhya gandha kirti nindi shodaka.
Thank you.
গর্বহারি গৌরভা
विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिसुतारिणे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट 28 So, because today Srimati Radharani is appearance day, we will discuss this very special verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Anaya Aradhitaha Nunam Bhagavan Harihi Ishvaraha Yanno Vihaya Govindaha Prito Yam Anaya Raha Anaya Radhito Nunam भगवान हरिर ईश्वरः जन्नो विहाय गोविन्दः प्रीतो यं अनयाद्रः अनयाराधितो नूनम् भगवान हरिरीश्वरः जन्नो विहाय गोविन्दः प्रीतो यं अनयाद्रः अनयाराधितो नूनम् भगवान हरिरीश्वरः जन्नो विहाय गोविन्दः प्रीतो यामनयाद्रः perfectly worshipped. Nunam, certainly. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Harihi, Lord Krishna. Ishvaraha, the supreme controller. Jat, in as much as. Na, us. Vihaya, rejecting Govindaha, Lord Govinda. Pritaha, pleased. Yam, whom, Anayat, led. Raha, to a secluded place. Translation by translation. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Please repeat after me. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Purport by these purports are not by Srila Prabhupada, because they have been done after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance. Srila Prabhupada did up to the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, and this is the 30th chapter. This has been done by a group of devotees, mainly Gopi Paranadhana Prabhu, who did all the translation and compilation along with Hridayananda Maharaj and a team. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explains that the word Aradhitaha refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, the sage Sukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy, and thus the word Aradhitaha is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce a great good fortune. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti quotes the following detailed descriptions of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Ujjala Nilamani. At the base of the large toe of her left foot is the mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toe. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant gourd. And upon her heel is a half moon. Thus there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar, below that an earring, and below the earring a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth and small toes is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the hill is a fish. Thus altogether there are 19 distinguishing marks on the sole of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Sorry. Anayaradhita nunang Bhagavan Harir Ishwaraha Janno Vihaya Govinda Prita Yat Prita Yam Anayad Raha. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. This is an incident when Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis. And while he was dancing with 16,000 gopis, all of a sudden, middle of the night, Krishna just disappeared. All of a sudden. And every gopi was thinking that Krishna was dancing with her. Krishna was dancing, Krishna expanded himself and he was dancing with all the gopis. Like, you can see the picture here. There are 8 gopis, but in the center, there is one Krishna with Srimati Radharani. And they were in this way, here there are only 9 of them. So in the middle is Radharani with Krishna, and other 8 petals, there are 8 sakhis in that lotus. But the lotus of Vrindavan is with thousands of petals. Shahasrapatra Kamalam Gokulakhan Mahatpadam. And each petal is the abode of one gopi. Tatpatrani Shriyam Api. Patrani, the petals, are Shriyam, Lakshmis or gopis. Each gopi is actually a Lakshmi. So Krishna was dancing. Lakshmi Shahasra Sata Sambhrama Sevyamanam in Vrindavan. And it goes like, in the first circle there are 8. In the next circle there are 100. Now you know why you have 108 beads in your Japamala? Indicating the 108 gopis. But there is one Meru, the center. Right? And what is the center? Center is Radha Krishna. And then it's this way, the circle becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. In Skanda Puran it has been described that there are thousands of gopis in Vrindavan. Out of them, 16,000 are very special. Out of these 16,000, 108 are very special. Out of this 108, 8 is very special. And out of these 8, 2 are very special. Who are those 2? Radharani and Chandravali. And of these 2, between Radharani and Chandravali, Radharani is even better. She is the best. So in this way, in Srimad Bhagavatam we find, or in our Puranas, we find the indication of very special position of Srimati Radharani. Actually, it has been described that in the Purans, in various Purans, like Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Krishna's pastimes has been elaborately explained. Krishna's pastimes have been very elaborately explained. But Radharani's glory hasn't been properly explained. Therefore, Vasudeva was asked to write Srimad Bhagavatam to describe the glory of Srimati Radharani along with the gopis. That is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Like, what is Krishna's Vrindavan Leela? Vrindavan Leela is Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. And that has been very nicely described in the 10th canto, as it has been described here. Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis. And he expanded himself into 16,000 forms. And he was dancing. And every gopi was thinking, oh, Krishna is dancing with me. I am so fortunate. I am so special. Krishna is dancing only with me. But then all of a sudden, Krishna disappeared. And they all started to look for Krishna. And they were looking for Krishna. And they saw Krishna's footprints. But along with Krishna's footprints, they also saw another pair of footprints. So they scrutinizingly looked at the footprints. And what did they find? They found these 19 marks on the footprints. And they figured out, oh, this is Sri Radha. So this is how, and it has been described here following the statement of Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that although apparently it seems that they were actually envious, the gopis became envious of Srimati Radharani. Oh, Krishna left us, and look, Krishna left with Srimati Radharani. But actually, they are very pleased. Oh, through this verse it has been pointed out, she deserves it. Because she is anayaradhita. She is incomparable in service to Krishna. There is no one who can equal her. That is why Krishna left with her. And another point here, although Bhagavatam is meant to describe the glory of Srimati Radharani, but Radharani's identity has been kept as a secret. Because Radharani's identity is so special that Radharani's identity hasn't been properly revealed. The pastimes, the activities are pastimes of Leela, pastimes of Krishna with the gopis in Vrindavan, has been very extensively described. But Radharani's identity hasn't been. So this simply shows that how special Srimati Radharani is. Just like, to give you an idea, a very famous person, like for example, about the Prime Minister of the country, every day practically there is news in the newspaper. The Prime Minister has done that. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So, Radharani, I'm sorry, the Prime Minister's, there is news about the Prime Minister. In so many newspapers every day. But does any newspaper describe what the Prime Minister did with his wife at home? No. Because these are not meant to be public. Similarly, Krishna's pastimes with the gopis in Vrindavan is not meant to be public. What to speak of Krishna's relationship with the gopis? Just Krishna's relationship with all the residents of Vrindavan is not meant to be public. Because these are very private affairs. What Krishna does, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what he does with the residents of Vrindavan, with his friends, with his father and mother, and with his girlfriends, is not meant to be public. Because they are very special activities. They are very private activities. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam was not revealed in other ages. You remember Narad Muni instructed Vasudev to specially describe Krishna's glory. And that's why Bhagavatam has become manifest. Now what is this Bhagavatam? What's so special about Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. And what's so special about Krishna's Vrindavan Leela? Krishna's pastimes in Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhu. In these three mellows. And even in Srimad, therefore, Sukadev Goswami is hesitating to speak about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, especially with Srimati Radharani. He didn't disclose the identity of Srimati Radharani as such. Less informed people say, oh, there's no mention of Srimati Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam. But they are less informed. They don't know. They don't know. That is the problem. It is not meant for them to know because they are not fortunate enough. That is how people think that Bhagavatam didn't describe Srimati Radharani. But when we consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Ramananda Roy, then very systematically Radharani's identity from Srimad Bhagavatam has been revealed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking Saddha Sadhan Tattva, what is the ultimate goal of life? What is the ultimate goal of life? And then it came to the point of pure devotional service. Then he asked, tell me what is beyond that. That is right, but tell me what is beyond that. So then Ramananda Rai spoke about devotional service in Santaras, devotional service in Dasyaras, devotional service in Sakhyaras, devotional service in Vatsyalaras, devotional service in Madhurjaras. That's the highest. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, tell me what is beyond that. Then Ramananda Rai said, I don't know, anybody could ask what is beyond that. But you are empowering me, so maybe I'll be able to say it. You are asking the question and you are empowering me to even answer the question. And then he started to describe that Krishna is related in Madhurjaras with the gopis of Vrindavan. Krishna is dancing with 16,000 gopis. But all of a sudden, at first he said that Dev Krishna was dancing with the gopis, one Krishna between two gopis. But every gopi was thinking that Krishna was dancing with him. But there was one Krishna dancing with one gopi in the middle. So she must be very special. So in this way he pointed out that this gopi must be very special. Because there is one Krishna dancing with one gopi in the center, in the middle of the rasa dance. And then he said that although Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis, when this gopi became upset with Krishna, Krishna just left with her. So she must be very special. Because for her sake, Krishna rejected, Krishna left all 16,000 gopis. So she must be very special. So in this way, Ramananda Rai pointed out a very special identity of Srimati Radharani. And the same point is being revealed here in this verse. Although Radharani's name directly hasn't been declared, but at least indirectly it is being exposed. Anaya Radhita. You see the link? Anaya Radhita means Anaya, incomparable. Aradhita. Perfectly worshipped. Aradhita. Anaya. Oh, Anaya actually here means by her. By her, Shri Krishna was perfectly worshipped. She is perfectly worshipped, Krishna. Therefore, she is Radha. Aradhana, Radha. Aradhana, Radha. Aradhita. So, Radha means service to the dear to Krishna. Service to Krishna. Aradhana. Aradhana means worship. Radhita, served, worshipped. And Anaya, by her. And therefore, Janno Bihayo Govinda, Anayad Rahaha. Janno Bihayo Govinda, Prito Yam Anayad Rahaha. Shima, he must have been very pleased, Prita. Anayad Rahaha. Therefore, he went with her in a secluded place, Yam, with her. So this is how Srimati Radharani's identity has been revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. In one hand we see in this way that how special, how private, how secret Radharani's relationship is with Krishna, or Krishna's relationship is with Srimati Radharani. How special is her identity, how special is her position. So it is not, it wouldn't have been possible to understand Srimati Radharani otherwise if Sukadeva Goswami did not reveal her identity in this way. But then again, Srimati Radharani's identity hadn't been properly exposed. Therefore Sri Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Basu Ghosh has disclosed that point very nicely. Jodi gauro na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kemone dhoritam de, premo roshu shima, radharo mohima, jagote janato ke. Jodi gauro na hoito, gaur means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na hoito, if he did not come, if he did not manifest himself, jodi gaura na hoito, tobe ki hoito, then what would have happened to me? Kemone dhoritam te, how would I have maintained my body and soul together? Kemone dhoritam te. Premo rasho shima, the limit, shima means the limit of premo ras. Loving devotion. Radharo Mohima. Who is the limit of loving devotion to Krishna? Srimati Radharani. Premo Rasu Shima. Radharo Mohima. The glory of that Srimati Radharani. Who is the limit of loving devotion to Krishna? Who would have revealed it to this world? Jagote Janato Ke. Who would have revealed it to this world? That's a very beautiful song. Madhuro Brinda Bipino Mathuri Probesho Chaturi Shar Borojo Jugoti Bhavero Bhakuti Shakuti Hoitokar. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, then who would have had that power? Shakuti Hoitokar. Who would have had that ability to describe the glory of Srimati Radharani, who is the best of the gopis. Borojo Juboti Bhavero Bhakuti. Who would have been able to describe the Bhavero Bhakuti of the Brojo Juboti, the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan. Meaning, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, this Brojo Prem in Madhura Ras wouldn't have been available to this world. It is only due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this Braja Prem has been available to the living entities. Madhuro Brinda Bipino Madhuri Probesho Chaturi Shar. Madhuro Brinda, the sweetness of sweet Vrindavan, Bipino Madhuri. The sweetness of Madhura Vrinda is Borojo Juboti Bhavero Bhakuti, is the Borojo Juboti, the young damsels of Vrindavan. Their Bhavero Bhakuti, their spontaneous love for Krishna. Nobody would have been able to enter into that pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, gao gao puno gaurangero guno sharolo koriyamon. Ebhavo shagore amono doyal na dekhiye akujan. In this ocean of material nature, I don't see anyone as merciful, as magnanimous as this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, gao gao puno, sing his glory again and again. Sharolo koriyamon, with a simple heart, desiring nothing but pure devotion at his lotus feet. Anna bhilashita shunyam. Sharol means no other desire, but pure devotion to Krishna. That is the simplicity. And crookedness is other desires, making all kinds of arrangements for personal sense gratification. So that is the crookedness, the sorrow, the simplicity is to just be simply engaged in serving Krishna. No other desire. Anna bhilashita shunyam. That is the definition of pure devotional service. So this is how we can see the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can get we can get to understand the Braja Leela of Radha Krishna. Jatha jatha gaura padar vinde vinde to bhaktin krita punya rashi tatha tathut sarpati hridi akashmat radha padam bhoja sudham bharashi. Jatha jatha gaura padar vinde vinde to bhaktin krita punya rashi. As one develops his attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura padara vinde. Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde. Vinde to bhakti develops bhakti, attachment, devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Kritapunna rashi, due to heaps and heaps of pious activities. Punna rashi. Krita punya rashi. Tatha tatha utsharpati hridi akashmat. Accordingly, akashmat, all of a sudden, hridi, from the heart, utsharpati, springs forth. Hridi akashmat. Radha padam bhoja sudham bharashi. The mass, the wonderful flow of Sudha Ambho, nectar from the lotus feet, Radha Padambhoja Sudhambho Rashi. The nectar, the flow of nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. As we develop our attachment to Krishna from the depth of our heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, from the depth of our heart, all of a sudden there will be the manifestation of Radharani's mercy. And what is Radharani's mercy? Radharani's mercy is understanding Krishna's Braja Leela. Radharani's mercy is the opportunity to enter into Krishna's Braja Leela. This Braja Leela, kumkumakta kanchanabja garbohari gaurabha, as we sang, and what is majhamatma padopadma dashodas to radhika. Give me the servitorship at your lotus feet, O Srimati Radharani, dashodas to. Let us become the humble servant of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That's all the devotees want. Devotees in the line of Gauriya Vaishnavism. Radharani's glory also has been very wonderfully explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. at the beginning from 5th and 6th verses. Let me just see those 5th verses. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Ashmad Ekat Manavopi Bhubi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanakhaṁ Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikamaptaṁ Radha Bhavad Duti Shubalitaṁ Naumi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affair of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestation of the Lord's internal pleasure potency. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti, the manifestation of Krishna's pleasure giving potency. And although Ekatmano Bopi, although they were one, Shakti and Shaktiman, Radharani or Ladini Shakti is Radha is the Ladini Shakti, the personification of Krishna's pleasure potency, and Krishna is the Shaktiman, the potency and energetic. That is the potency or energy, and Krishna is the source of that energy or energetic. Energy and energetic is one. Ekatmano Bhopi. But Bhubi Pura Deho Bhedam Gatoto. They became two. Deho Bhedam. They appeared in two forms. And those two forms are Radha and Krishna. Now, again they have become one. Chaitanakham Prakata Madhuna Taddayam Chaikam Aptam. Now they have become one. How? Chaitanakham, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were Radha and Krishna were two, and now they have become one. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanakham prakatam. Prakatam means manifested. Adhuna, now. Now he has manifested as one. How? Radha bhavud duti shubalitam naumi Krishna sarupam. Krishna has appeared with Radharani's mood, internal mood, and Radharani's angkanti, Radharani's complexion. What is Radharani's mood? Mahabhav Sarupini Radha Thakurani. Mahabhav. Rasaraj is Krishna and Mahabhav is Srimati Radharani. So now Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Dui, Ek Roop. This two now has become one. And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the 5th verse has been elaborated in few verses in Adi Lila chapter 4. In verse 214. After describing all that, it's coming to Radharani. Shei Gopigan Modhe Uttama Radhika Rupe Gune Shobhagye Preme Sarvadhika. Shei Gopigan Modhe, the gopis have been described, and among those gopis, Gopigan Modhe, among those gopis, Rupe Gune Shobhagye and Preme, in her beauty, Rup, Gun, in her qualities, Shobhagya, in her good fortune, and Prem, in her love. In all these four respects, Sarvadhika, she is the best. So that is the identity of Srimati Radha. The gopis are the best. The service, the way the gopis serve Krishna, that is the best. The Brajabadhu Borgena Jakulpita. The way the Brajabadhus, the gopis, served Krishna, that is the highest form of service. Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's son, is Brajeshwatanay, Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshotanai. Brajeshotanai. Brajesha, who is the king of Braja? King of Braja is Nanda Maharaj. And Tanaya means son. Brajeshotanai means Nanda Nandan, Krishna. He is the Aradhya Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Brajeshotanai. And Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Vargena Jakulpita. The way the Brajabodhus, the damsels of Vrindavan, served her, served God, the way they loved Krishna and served Krishna in devotion. That is the highest form of devotion. So that the gopis' devotion is the highest. But among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the best. So that's what has been described here. Shei gopi gan madhye uttama radhika rupe gune shaubhagye preme sarvadhika. Rup, gun, shaubhagya and prem. In all these four respects, she is sarvadhika. This has been again substantiated in Chaitanya Charitamrita from Adi Puran. It's saying Trailakka Prithibi Dhanna Jatra Vrindavanam Puri Tatrapi Gopika Partha Jatra Radha Bhidha Mama. O Partha, in all the three planetary systems, this earth is specially fortunate. For on earth is the town of Vrindavan. And there the gopis are specially glorious because among them is my Srimati Radharani. This is from Adi Puran. So what's the best place in the universe? The best place? What's the best planet, first of all? In all the three planetary systems, upper, middle and lower, earth planet is the best. Earth planet is even better than heavenly planet. Earth planet is even better than Satyaloka, abode of Lord Brahma. Why? Because Jatra Vrindavanam Puri, because there is Vrindavan, where Krishna performs his pastimes. Krishna doesn't perform his pastimes in heavenly planets. This Braja Leela is never revealed in heavenly planets, not even in Brahma Loka. And there in this plan, Vrindavan, the gopis are the best in service. And why the gopis are so special? Because Srimati Radharani is there. So in this way, Radha Saha Krira Rosh Briddhir Karan Ar Sab Gopigan Roshopokaran. All the other gopis help increase the joy of Krishna's pastimes with Radharani. The gopis act as the instruments of their mutual enjoyment. Rasho upokaron. Radharani increases the mellow of Krishna. Rasho briddhir karan. Radha saha krira rosh briddhir karan. Ar sab gopigan. Rasho upokaran. Upokaran means accessories of accessories. And rasho upokaran, accessories of mellows. So the gopis are simply assisting Radha Krishna's pastimes. It's very good. Complimenting. Complimenting and enhancing. Krishner Ballabha Radha Krishna Pranadhan Taha Vinu Shukhetu Nahe Gopigan. Radha is the beloved consort of Krishna and she is the wealth of his life. Without her, the gopis cannot give him pleasure. Without Radha, gopis cannot give him pleasure. The only one who can give pleasure to Krishna is Srimati Radharani. And gopis are simply assisting in that pastime of Radha. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is mentioning all these, substantiating with the scriptural evidence. There is a verse from Gita Govinda, Kaṅśāri rapi saṅśāro bāśana baddha śrīṅkhalām Radha madhaya ridaye tatta japraja sundari. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, left aside the other gopis during the rasa dance and took Srimati Radharani to his heart, for she is the helper of the Lord in realizing the essence of his desires. The essence of his desires can be relished, can be appreciated, can be enjoyed only with Srimati Radharani. Shei Radhar Bhav Loiya Chaitanya Avatar Jugadharma Nam Prem Koilo Parochar. So accepting that bhav, Sri Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shei Radhar Bhav Loiya Chaitanya Avatar. Shei Radhar of that Srimati Radharani bhav, accepting the mood, the emotion, the loving emotion, the spiritual mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Avatar. And because at that time the time came for Yuga Dharma, establishing Yuga Dharma, Krishna also executed the Yuga Dharma, which is Nam Sankirtan. So then, some other verses also, Chaitanya is described, that is actually describing the sixth verse of the Adi Leela for chapter 1, which is establishing Srimati Radharani's identity, and or rather Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That verse goes like, Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho Banai Vashadya Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Ba Modiyo Shokhan Chasho Madanu Bhavato Kidrisho Beti Lobhad Sochi Garbha Sindh Samajani Tad Bhavad Samajani Sochi Garbha Sindho Harindu. So, I'll read this verse, translation. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima, Pranaya means love and Mohima means glory. So, to understand, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho, and Banai Vashadya Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Ba Modiyo. What kind of sweetness is there that she wants to, she loves me so much? Although Radha and, she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari. My loving me, what kind of happiness she feels? The first consideration was to understand the glory of Srimati Radha. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kitrisha. The second consideration is Sokhan Chasya Madanu Bhavato Mad anubhamata, loving me, what kind of sukh, happiness, does she derive, does she enjoy? And she feels, the wonderful, what are the wonderful qualities in me that attracts Srimati Radharani? Krishna wanted to know about these three things. The glory of Radharani's love, what is there in him that attracts Srimati Radharani towards him, and by loving him, what kind of joy Srimati Radharani experiences. In order to understand these three things, Sri Krishna became greedy, lobhat. Beti lobhat tat bhavaddha samajani shochi garbha sindhau harindu. The lobhat has been translated here as from the desire. Prabhupada translated as, but lobh also is the greed. Same greed and desire, intense desire is greed. So Krishna appeared Sochi Garbha Sindho, churning the womb ocean of Srimati Sachi Devi's womb. Chaitanya Chandra has appeared. Just as from the milk ocean appeared the moon, due to the churning of the milk ocean, moon appeared. Similarly, Chaitanya Chandra, the moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared from the ocean like womb of Srimati Sachi Mata. Sachi Garbha Sindho Harindu, the ocean of Sachi Mata's womb, appeared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna came to relish or understand Sri Radharani's love, the glory of Radharani's love. He also wanted to know at the same time that what attracts Srimati Radharani towards him. Because Krishna is naturally attracted to Srimati Radharani. Krishna is Madan Mohan and Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohana Mohini. She enchants even Madan Mohan. So Madan Mohan is considering, I am enchanted by her, but why she is enchanted by me? So he wanted to know that. What is there that attracts her so much towards me? And he also wanted to know that by loving him, what kind of joy she experiences. So these three things Krishna couldn't understand, or Krishna could not properly understand as Krishna. Therefore Krishna had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani, meaning Krishna had to become Srimati Radharani. So when Krishna becomes Radharani, Mahabhav, when Krishna assumes the Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhava Duti Shubalitan, so Krishna assumes the mood of Srimati Radharani, and at the same time Krishna assumes the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Who is that? When Krishna assumes the mood of Srimati Radharani, he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he assumes the mood, his own complexion becomes covered over by the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Because he has assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani, then his complexion also changes along with that, and that is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now what is he doing? What is Krishna doing? as appearing as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is simply trying to understand the love of Srimati Radharani. He is simply trying to love Krishna. What does Srimati Radharani do? What does Mahabhav mean? Intense love for Krishna. Intense love for Krishna. That is means Mahabhav. So when he assumed the Mahabhav, then what happened? Krishna assumed the Mahabhav. So he developed an intense love for Krishna. Krishna himself developed an intense love for Krishna. And in that intense love for Krishna, he became so mad, he completely lost himself, and he started to distribute that love to anyone and everyone. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And only he could do that. No one else could do that. That is what Rupa Goswami is considering. That who else but Krishna can distribute this Krishna prema? Brahma cannot do that. No demigods, what to speak of any demigod? What to speak of any ordinary living entity? Even Brahma cannot distribute this Krishna prema, because Brahma himself is hankering for this Krishna prema. So Brahma cannot give that. Shiva cannot give that. So who, this personality who is giving that Krishna prema, who is he? Who is he? He must be Krishna himself. That is what Rupa Goswami is reasoning. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So who is this personality? He must be Krishna himself. Krishnaya. He must be Krishna. So now he has come as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So although Krishna is trying to hide his identity, he can't hide his identity to his devotees. He gets caught by his devotees. Devotees catch him. Oh, you're trying to hide your identity, but don't try to fool me. I know who you are. You must be Krishna himself. So that is how Krishna's identity has been exposed to his devotees, although he is trying to hide it. He told everybody, don't tell it. Those who understood him to be Krishna, Krishna told them, please don't tell anybody. Like as a little boy, he showed his mercy to the Toithik Brahman, the Brahmin pilgrim, who was cooking food. And when he was offering, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, little Nimai came and ate it. So Brahmana became very surprised. He became very upset. Oh, look what this boy has done. And then he was requested to cook again. So he cooked, and when he was offering again, this boy came and took his prasad, took his offering. And when he cooked the third time, and by that time it was already quite late, and to be on the safe side, they took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, Baby Nimai. They locked him up inside the house. And they were guarding. Jagannath Mishra with a stick is sitting at the door so that he cannot do that mischief again. But when the Brahmana was offering, he saw this baby again and he cried out, what's happening? Like, that each time I make that offering, you come and spoil my offering. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you are calling me to come and accept your offering, and when I come and accept your offering, you throw tantrum. You get so upset. What's the matter with you? And then he showed him his actual identity as baby Krishna, who was his worshipful lord, this Brahman. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that please don't tell anybody what you saw. And although he was a wandering mendicant. He used to just travel from pilgrimage to pilgrimage. But he stopped traveling. He just stayed in Navadvip. And every morning he used to come and have the darshan of this little Nimai. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to hide his identity. But could he do that to Rupa Goswami? No. So his devotee, he can't hide his identity to his devotees. Just as, again we go back to the same pastimes of the gopis. Gopis are searching for Krishna. And Krishna, all of a sudden, Krishna assumed his four-arm Narayan form. And he stood on the way. And the gopis came to Krishna and saw him as Narayan and prayed to him that please bless me, bless us, that we can find Krishna. So that shows the gopis are not interested in Narayan. Gopis are not interested in Vishnu. Gopis are simply interested in Krishna. Although they saw Narayan, they were not interested. They were simply looking for Krishna. But when Srimati Radharani came, Krishna couldn't hide his identity as Narayan. His two extra arms disappeared. His lotus, disc, conch shell and mess disappeared. And the flute appeared. And he just stood with her. Completely helpless due to her devotion to him. So this is how the Supreme Personality of Godhead revealed his Vrindavan pastimes. And on a day like this, we simply consider our good fortune, that it is because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that we could understand this Madhura Brinda Bipino Madhuri, the glory of Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna, the importance of devotional service, the importance of Sankirtan, and especially that we appeared at a time after Srila Prabhupada distributed this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy all over the world. If we appeared, say 100 years back, then we would have missed out. If we left our body another 30 years back, 40 years back, we would have missed this good fortune. It's a good fortune that we have come when Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world. And it is becoming recognized in India. When Prabhupada was here, in India people didn't recognize Prabhupada's teaching. But with the passing of time, people are gradually recognizing more and more. So this is, we have to understand that it is by Prabhupada's mercy that we have actually received this good fortune. This Krishna has been so kind. And this is the best, this is the highest thing that one can ever get. This is the highest achievement even for a spiritual personality. Can you imagine? Even the Vaikuntha Vasis do not have this good fortune. Even the Vaikuntha Vasis don't have this good fortune. Krishna's dearmost friend, Uddhav, didn't have this good fortune. Only by the mercy of Chaitanya Krishna that Krishna, he could go to Vrindavan and see the glory of Vrindavan. And although he was the most intimate associate of Krishna in Dwarka, in Dwarka Krishna's greatest devotee is Uddhav. And that Uddhav, when he went to Vrindavan, what did he want? He simply wanted to become a creeper or a blade of grass in Vrindavan. Vrindavane kimapi gulma taroushadhinam. Gulma means a creeper. Taru, plant. Aushadhi, Toru, a tree, and Oshadhi, a plant. So that is the glory of Vrindavan. And that Vrindavan has become accessible to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we could have access to it. And what is he giving? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is he giving? He is giving the loving relationship with Krishna in the mood of the gopis. Madhura brinda bipina madhuri prabeshu chaturi shar borojo juboti bhavero bhakoti. Borojo juboti, the brojo damsels, the damsels of Vrindavan, bhavero bhakoti, their loving devotion in transcendental loving emotion, bhav. So on a day like this, in day when Srimati Radharani's appearance day, we must meditate on this good fortune and remain eternally grateful to Srimati Radharani that is by her mercy, because she, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came appearing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came accepting her mood, that we could get the mercy of Krishna. Krishna came and in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is distributing. Take. Dino hino, potito papo adhamo nahi bache, brahmaro durlabho prem shabakare jache. He doesn't take any consideration whether one is qualified or not. He doesn't consider how fallen one is. He is distributing it to whoever comes to him. Not only that, he is, through Nityananda Prabhu, he is making an effort to go out of their way to give it to people. Jare dekhe tare kahe dante trino kori amare kiniya loho bhajo gaurahuri. Accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is saying, dante trino kori, in a very humble mood, with straw in his mouth, considering himself as low as an animal, as a cow. Jare dekhe tare kahe, whoever he meets, he is telling him, amare kiniya loho, please purchase me. Amare kiniya loho, with the price of bhaja gaurahuri, with the poor price of serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will become sold out to you. Ato boli nityananda bhume gori jai. He is not just saying it, just for the sake of saying it, he means it. Therefore, in his intense emotion, he is rolling in the ground saying that. Please surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and purchase me with that price. Jatishtang re bhato kuru hori hori dhana manisham. If you just chant hari hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jatishtang re bhato. Jatishtang means that will be sufficient. You simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kuru Hari Hari Dhana Manisham. Tato Ba Shangsharam Budhi Tarana Dayo Mahi Laget. Then I will become responsible to take you across the ocean of material nature. Shangsharam Budhi. Shangshar means material nature and Ambudhi means ocean. The ocean of material nature. Tarano dayo. Tarano dayo. Responsible to take you across. Taran means going across and dai means responsible. I'll be responsible to take you across this ocean of material nature. You just chant Hare Krishna. That is what Nityananda Prabhu is saying. Tato va saṃsāraṁ buddhi tarano dāyo mohi lage. So he is making this condition. Idaṃ bāhu spatai ratuti ratayanja pratikriham. Saying that with his hands raised upwards, he is going from door to door, appealing to everybody. Please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and I will become responsible to take you across the ocean of material nature. Who will make such a condition? In other ages we see, just in order to be elevated to heavenly planets, they'll undergo so much austerities and penances. Just to go to heavenly planet, like when you discuss Mahabharata, Mahabharata doesn't speak of Golok Vrindavan. Mahabharata doesn't even speak of Vaikuntha. Mahabharata simply speaks about heavenly planets. Same with Ramayana. Just heavenly planets. And they are performing austerities for thousands of years. But it's through Srimad Bhagavatam that we are getting the information about the region beyond this material nature. And scriptures like Brahma Samhita. And all these understanding has been very, very clearly explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. All these understandings have been very, very wonderfully explained by Srila Prabhupada in his writings. What to speak of his other books, even his magazines, back to Godhead, not back to heaven. Not to back to Sattaloka, not to back to Mahatloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka. Back to Godhead, straight. Not even to Vaikuntha, way to Vrindavan. That is what Prabhupada's mercy is like. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question? Oh, Acharya. Yes. Give him the mic. Where is the cordless mic?
A couple of questions. First is, you said how Srimad Bhagavatam is written in order to reveal the glory of Krishna's Rajalila and Srimad Radharana. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam being specially written for that purpose hasn't mentioned Radharani's name directly. But however, we find Radharani's name mentioned in other Puranas like Brahmanda Purana and also the intimate Vilas and Krishna sometimes mentioned in some Puranas elsewhere. Although Srimad Bhagavatam is specially written for this purpose, it doesn't mention. And then why are the other Puranas mentioned?
Other Puranas are mentioning, but it's not revealing Krishna's special identity. In other Puranas, it will appear that Krishna's, you know, Braja hasn't been revealed. It's more like Vaikuntha last time. There is descriptions of Krishna's consorts, but those consorts are not Vrindavan consorts. The cow, not the cowherd damsels.
And there are some other groups who claim to be followers of Radharani, and there is one Kripalu Maharaj, and some other such groups are there, Vrindavan as well as other places, and they, you know, claim themselves to be worshippers of Radharani and big temples. So, but we understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has actually come to reveal, and Radharani's entity is a secret. So, how far are these worshippers and their way of worshipping Radharani bona fide? What is our attitude towards them?
Let's not waste our time on that. Let them do, but at least we know that our line is bona fide. Right? And in our line, through Prabhupada's teaching, the perfect understanding has been revealed. Whatever they are doing, I didn't delve into that. I don't know. I don't want even to waste my time like that. Whatever they are doing, I mean, they may be worshipping Srimati Radharani, but how did they find out about Radharani? Where did they find out? Where is their parampara? Does their parampara reveal that? Or they found it from Prabhupada's teachings? That will be my simple question. Prabhupada's teachings or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's teachings or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? Ultimately, you have to find out that Vrindavan pastimes, the glory, although Bhagavatam described about Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna, people couldn't understand that Vrindavan is the topmost region of the spiritual sky. Their understanding of Vrindavan is that it's a Krishna's pastimes on the earth planet. But original Krishna is an original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Vishnu, and Krishna is an incarnation. That is their understanding. But when you go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially through Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then what do we find? Goloko namni nijadhamni tale chatasya devi mahesha haridhama shute shute shu. So this is our scientific understanding. What is your understanding? Where did you get it? Our question will be, where did you get it? Who is your guru? Does your guru know that? If your guru knows that, then did his guru know that? Did his guru know that? Did his guru know that? Where did you find it? But at least we know that our guru knew it, his guru knew it, his guru knew it, and it goes all the way to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our understanding. What do you speak of Prabhupada or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Do they accept this so-called Baba? Does he accept Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur? Does he accept Baladev Vidya Bhushan? So if they don't, then what is your parampara? Where does this understanding is coming from? This is coming from these our Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. And then, as I said, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is our line. A very, very clear and scientific understanding of parampara. Yes.
You said that we will develop more attention to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the nectar from the lotus feet of Radharani and throw in our heart. So how can we develop more attachment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Well, you see, to develop attachment, first of all, we have to know him. Right? So, how do we develop attachment? By being attracted to that person. And how do we develop our attraction to that person? By getting to know about that person. And what is the way to get to know about the person? Either hear about him or read about him. So, hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastimes with the devotees, from the devotees, and read Chaitanya books like Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that's where Prabhupada gave Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that we can delve into it, we can go deep into it, and understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teachings. Okay, give him the mic at the back.
Maharaj, you said that our heart should be simple. So when the mind is so offensive, even your best well wishes.
Mind is offensive because the heart is not simple. When the heart becomes simple, then the mind also will become straight. Practice sadhana bhakti. And sadhana bhakti means trinadupi sunichena taroriva shahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Chant the holy name in that state of mind. Being more humble than a blade of grass, being as tolerant as a tree, desiring no respect, no recognition for yourself. You offer all respect to others. Then only you'll be able to chant the pure name of the Lord. And once you get the taste of the pure name of the Lord, you can't stop chanting. You'll become mad. Like you'll want to relish that wonderful taste again and again and again. So that's why Kirtaniya Sadahari. In the age of Kali, if the offenses are committed by mind, they are not so bad. But at least physically do not commit the offenses. Mind is thinking, then feeling, then willing and acting. So don't act. Right? Don't act on those offenses. In the mind there may be offenses, but don't speak about that offense. Don't blaspheme the devotees. Don't blaspheme the scriptures. And in this way, keep your mind from committing offenses. Bring the microphone here, Vallav Chaitanya. Bring it here.
So, on one hand, we see that Radharani is the embodiment of love and she is teaching how to love Krishna. But on the other hand, she becomes angry with Krishna and she is living away. So how to understand this contradiction, like in respect of anger?
You see, in the spiritual Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, everything happens by the arrangement of Jogamaya. And the arrangement of Jogamaya is simply in accordance with Krishna's desire. So actually, it is Krishna who wanted to be alone with Radharani. And Jogamaya made the arrangement in this way, that some sort of, you know, feelings came into Radharani's mind, and as if she was upset. And she left and Krishna went with her. So this is how Jogamaya is setting the perfect drama, which is Krishna's pastimes. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So what's the program now, Ranganarayan? Yeah, okay, yeah. Abhishek at 11 o'clock. Until then, what they will do? So here today, although I don't like to do it, but here I have to promote myself. So the devotees are making a very special arrangement of distributing Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Okay. They have decided to distribute 65,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Within how many months? Before Christmas marathon. Right? Before, by the end of this year. So that's why there is this arrangement. we want sponsors, right, to distribute Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, because many people cannot buy Bhagavad Gita. Like, for example, tomorrow they are going to distribute Bhagavad Gita freely to the prisoners in the prison here. Do you think it's a good idea? The prisoners are such, they are suffering. Although we do not know that we are also prisoners, suffering in the prison house of material nature, but at least they know that they are prisoners suffering in the prison house. So they are more receptive. They will be more receptive because they are suffering. So in this way, they are distributing. Who all are doing this? This was... Ganganayan Prabhu, maybe you can give the history of this project, program. I know you are not the organizer, but still I want you to explain to everybody.
This idea comes from his Sridhar Goswami. He is the director of book distribution and Mahadur. So they started this type of book distribution 3-4 years ago. In his holiness, Siddharadashan Prabhupada's Bhashpuja, like 60 Bhashpuja, minimum 60 Bhagavad Gita sponsoring. This is how they started. So this year they started Guru Maharaj's 65th Bhashpuja. So here also Bharatdas Puran Adar, they started from Mahapur. So minimum 65 Bhagavad Gita they can sponsor for pleasing Srila Prabhupada in Guru Maharaj's 65th Bhashpuja. So, and also Prabhupada's 114th and Mahapur's 500th anniversary, 100th anniversary. So, for pleasing Srila Prabhupada and spreading Krishna consciousness, we can distribute Bhagavad Gita, and that is why they are distributing this Bhagavad Gita in jail, orphanage, hospitals, libraries.
Yeah, very good, thank you. And let me tell you, Benudhari Prabhu is a wonderful devotee. And he has committed himself in distributing Prabhupada's books for last how many years? Kato bachar dhore korche? For last 18 years he is distributing Prabhupada's books. And he is the leader of our Sankirtan in Mayapur. So it is very kind of him that he came here personally to inspire you all to distribute these books. So, okay, now, you must have seen these leaflets, pamphlets. They have a table out there. Okay, and inside the pamphlet, there is a paper, there is a another page. And this page is saying that special offering. 65 Bhagavad Gitas for 7,150. So how many of you are going to? Okay, this is the minimum. Then, next one is 114 Gitas. Rupees 12,540. This 114 Gitas for Sri Srila Prabhupada's 114th appearance year. And 500 Gitas for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th Sannyas anniversary. So, let me see who wants to sponsor, just to get an idea. How many of you want to sponsor 500 Gitas? Okay. How many of you want to sponsor 114 Gitas? Okay. It's pretty... Oh, very good. Krishna Karuna is sponsoring 114 Gitas. You take his name. And which Mataji? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. So we got two sponsors for 114 Gitas, and that Mataji there raised both her hands. So at first I thought that really she is. And how many of you want to sponsor 65 Gitas? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, there are quite a few names. Okay, you all give your names to Benudhari Prabhu. So all these, mind you, all these Gitas will be distributed. All you are sponsoring the Gitas to be distributed to deserving people. Like say, for example, many students cannot buy Gita. They don't have the money. But they are interested, so they will get the Gitas. Many libraries will have these Gitas. As I said, the prisons, in the prisoners, in the prisons will get these Gitas. So in this way, many, many people will have access to Bhagavad Gita. And what is Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is a spiritual time bomb. When they take it, they don't know what they're taking. And someday this Bhagavad Gita will explode. And when that explosion takes place, what will happen? Their material life will be finished. And they will be transported to the spiritual platform. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oh yes, and the spiritual benefit that is derived out of distributing these Bhagavad Gitas will go to Jayapataka Maharaj for his recovery from his condition, physical difficulties that he is going through now. And at the same time, everyone pray for Jayapataka Maharaj's recovery. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.